Okay, would you join me in a flag salute, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, I get my little sleep in it. I should know it by heart by now. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon and state of New Jersey. Adequate notice in this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Sprouse?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick is absent. Council President Malloy?
Here.
And Mayor Higgins?
Here. We have a quorum. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We are up to the consent agenda. And I don't think I have to remind everybody this is all routine stuff. Any questions or?
I would just comment that the cancellation of the capital improvement authorization is something further along with where we're trying to head in being able to fund our capital needs from capital funds as opposed to from bonded debt. So we're moving away from that, and this is another step. It's a little over $1 million that we're taking off the debt books.
Always good. Anyone else? In that case, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Stroud?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we are up to the first public comment period. Public are looking at each other and right. Hearing, seeing no motion other than looking at each other, we'll move on to reports.
Okay, the next Environmental Commission meeting is next Thursday, the 3rd, so we've had a meeting in between the two meetings, so. And I don't have anything on the local school board. However, just a few things I wanted to ask about. I know there was an email out there about a resident asking about some zoning issues by Blossom Hill and Ramsey Road. I think it went to all of us.
Two boats.
Yeah, there's boats and... Just didn't know if, because I saw it pop up again when I checked the agenda. I didn't know if anyone had reached out or Tom was out there. Tom, Sylvia, and
I know he's been on vacation this
so.
Year.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at both properties. And one boat is partially screened with a fairly large Scotch pine. The other one's a small boat.
It's smaller than my car.
Yeah.
I drove by it.
Yeah, so...
What's the rule? Boats or no boats?
Needs to be screened from the neighbor and the roadway. So my suggestion had been that Tom make a...
Yeah.
Because he's from reading the interchange, it looks like Tom has already sent a notice of violation to both homeowners. And I think the next step would be to encourage them to make some plantings.
Because I think the last email had some pictures that looked like they were taken from the road. So.
Oh, I haven't seen the pictures.
Yeah.
I only got the one.
Or move the boat.
Or move the boat. Well, yeah.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to have a definition of side yard. But at least one of them probably needs a bush. And to augment the pine tree. The next one probably needs a couple of bushes. Not offend that taxpayer further. So
but yeah, I believe technically it is in violation, and
yeah.
If memory serves, Tom sent a notice out.
That's in progress.
Yeah.
It's a.
If Jess were here, we would probably ask him. Maybe Carla just nudge Tom when he comes back from vacation.
Ramsey Road, you said?
Well, I'm not sure.
One's on
Blossom Hill, one's on Ramsey Road.
Yeah. The one on Blossom, I think, is a pontoon boat.
Correct. That's got the pine tree.
Although I almost missed it because it was pretty far back.
That one is, well, they're both hard to see.
Yeah.
So, as long as it's a car parked on Ramsey. So.
You had something else?
Yeah, and lastly, some residents from Sand Hill Road were questioning Breeze Hill. They said that it didn't look like it's being kept up.
Hmm.
And increased traffic there, and they were in fear that that was one of the properties that was for hunting. And I said, no, that wasn't one of the properties listed, but I assured them that it wasn't one of the ones in the ordinance, but they just didn't know if that was the reason why it was being kept up anymore, because they were going to let it be for hunting and get, you know, to keep people out.
No, I think probably the farmer needs, the township has hired one of our farmers to bush hog that.
Yeah, but I think we're only bush hogging a trail. I don't think we're bush, we don't, I don't think we bush hog the whole thing.
No, 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 just the trail. The rest of it's in corn or wheat. I think the frequency is not as great as it should be, so a little late to address it this year, but when we reissue those, gosh, there were at least two purchase orders, and the frequency wasn't enough on the contracted out mowing of the trail. So this year, I think you're going to find, I'm sorry, for 2020, I think you'll find more outsourcing for general mowing. Like, it doesn't really make sense that DPW mowing fields when the roads aren't in good shape. And as part of that, I think we would insist on it a couple of times a month instead of just once a month.
Gotcha.
So we rent it out to a farmer who grows his crops?
Yeah.
Couldn't we make that part of the agreement that he
it
mows?
Is. Well, it is. I mean, it's a separate, yeah, it's a separate item.
Okay, but he's the one doing it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Scott Hendrick. Mm-hmm. On that one, and I forgot who's doing Wendy Acres, but
It
is Scott Klukas on Wendy. Okay. Yeah, so really the farmers that farm, I think the township went a little bit light on the frequency.
I think our major concern is the hunting. I said, no, that's not on the property, so.
Well, let's put it this way, it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be one of the properties.
There's noise out there, it's poachers.
Gotcha. That's it. Thank you.
There is a school board meeting on Monday, and just for the record, it's candidates night, so all support is welcome on Monday night. That's all I have to report.
We had a very light agenda. Planning board, Exxon had done certain improvements at their Route 31 entrance. I had to recuse, but I read the stuff. It's a truck queuing lane entirely on their property, and then a truck turnaround lane. So if you have a tank wagon or something that's been refused, you can make a U-E and go back down to 31. They decided to make all of those appurtenances permanent, which net is a good thing. Anything that draws traffic away from their Route 22 entrance onto 31 is a plus. So that was approved by planning board. And that was really it. The other, I can report on a couple of small things for Jesse. They relate to 10 Concord. The county was out again. This time it's well documented with Jesse. No rats, no vermin. It's a mess, of course, but there were no critters out there. And we'll get to it later in resolutions, but we're starting the process to acquire and auction that parcel. But in the meantime, our building code official went out and looked at the backside of the building, which is not very well accessible because of the overgrowth. And you could stand in the back of the building and see the bathtub hanging out of the second floor, and the plates, the horizontal things on top of the, gosh, I'm forgetting my terminology now. The studs on the second floor. Well, that plate's missing, so the joists that hold up the roof are just hanging out there in the air. So Mike has issued an order to, have it demolished. So we're getting bids, and we're going to go ahead and proceed and knock it down. So that we don't really have to wait on that very much. We can do that independent of the action that we're going to. So we're on, and we've also gotten bids in on brush hogging it and getting rid of some fires. So that's very much in progress at this point.
Is the demolition going to include removal of the debris?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. And that'll go against those charges. The township will front the money, and then when the property's auctioned, presumably we get there without any interference, those charges will have to be paid one way or the other in the auction process. So we'll be reimbursed. gives us quick action. Long overdue.
Was it not in that bad a shape last time that he was out there, or did he just not?
That doesn't get better.
Well, this is true.
The last time I was out there, which was, I believe, about the same time that Mike was previously, the first floor, the external siding and the sheathing was missing. Only on the first floor, same section of the building. And the sheetrock was keeping the rain out of the interior. You know, the insulation.
Oh, sheetrock won't last long.
No. And I think rain got in there and probably
did the rest.
So it's long overdue. The other thing, a little bit informally, I suppose, but council had was in closed session at the last council meeting and to discuss an employee complaint. And I would request a motion to appoint Brian to the personnel committee so we can properly investigate that complaint.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I will second it. All those in favor?
Please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. You did?
Aye.
All right. And, well, thank you. That'll get us on the train. And, you know, just the tradition, and that's all it is, in the township was to have the mayor and the administrator be part of a personnel committee that's named at every reorg. And I would suggest, and I will suggest in January, that we add the council president to that, so we've got three people. And, you know, if the mayor gets run over by a bus or something, we still have...
Or if there's a conflict.
Exactly. It gives us a little bit more flexibility in all of those cases. So, thanks for doing this, and, you know, I would hope to make it permanent, you know, in coming years. That's it for me.
I'm going to be really quick. The sewer authority should be meeting next week, as will on Monday the recreation committee. And I have the pleasure to report, because I filled in, did a little pinch hitting for Amy. There was a walking tour of historic Annandale, of the village. It was sponsored by, I suppose it was the County Historic Preservation Commission. So I think the county spearheaded it, and our local Historic Preservation Commission chipped in. It was a very nice, was pretty well attended, about 20 people or so. And I haven't done one of those in a while, so hopefully we'll do some more of them. They're very educational. It was really a nice thing. Other than that, that's about all I've got.
It made me think. I was coming, driving toward High Bridge on Dewey or Center Street.
About that time, and there was a large procession.
It went on.
I was surprised by it. Maybe you know a little bit more about it. It was some sort of pilgrimage. It was a walking pilgrimage for one of the churches.
Yeah, the religious banners. But there must have been 1,000 people.
And they were all saying
Catholic church.
Yeah.
Mecca Conception.
Yeah.
They're going from here up to Hyper.
And back, yeah.
Boy, you talk about a rolling traffic jam. Honest to God, they're at least 5 or 6 blocks long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it didn't look like they had approached the township for police coverage. We had a couple of cars out there, the sergeant's vehicle and one patrol car. So they did have their own little, they had a van and a couple of guys with signs that eased traffic a little bit.
It was the diocese thing.
It wasn't the historic block, I can guarantee you.
Well, that's for sure. when I first saw the tail end of it by the railroad bridge, I thought, boy, this is quite an exposition here. But then it got pretty obvious pretty quick. All right.
That's all I've got.
You good, Sergeant?
I have not been advised to report anything, so okay. I'm fine.
Fair enough. All right, so let's go to resolutions. And Trishka, you can help me on this one. The first one, I'll read it by title, is authorizing the municipal attorney to foreclose certain property for delinquent taxes and fees in the township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. And as I understand this, it is the first step toward foreclosing on that property and auctioning it for the minimum amount of the taxes due and whatever we choose to apply to the overall cost, you know, with the we can apply all or part of our demolition and cleanup process.
Actually, well, first of all, you're correct. This is the first step in actually taking title to the property. Right now, we own the tax lien. Next step is to go to court, foreclose on that lien so that we own the property outright. Then the township will be in a position to auction it. With respect to the demolition costs, I checked with Alyssa this afternoon. If I understood her correctly, those will be a separate lien on the property that will become the responsibility of whoever buys it to pay it off. So it's not so much that we have to subtract it from the auction proceeds, but whoever buys it is responsible for paying it off. Probably comes out to be the same thing because they'll factor that into whatever they bid. But but legally, that's the technicality.
Well, it turns into an expense for that person.
Well, that's exactly right.
Away.
So I'm sure that'll be reflected in the price.
Yeah, and it's a further bar to the owner coming back at the last minute and writing a smaller check. You know, so it helps ensure that whoever does acquire it, and that'll be a condition of their acquiring the property, to redevelop it in some defined time frame. So it's not just we don't start the process again with somebody else that will buy it.
Yeah, and the property owner does have the ability to redeem the lien up until when the final judgment of foreclosure is entered, but that's expensive. And so fingers crossed that will not happen here.
Well, it looks like about $13,000 is out of here.
So we have to issue a lien for the demolition costs. What's the timing there?
I don't think it's a lien that we issue. I think it just attaches to the property, and I can get further clarification from Alyssa on the exact mechanism by which that happens. But what kind of paperwork would have to be entered so it's a record?
I hate for us to demolish it, and then he comes in at the last minute before we have another lien on it. You know what I'm saying? Is that possible?
Oh, no. We would have to pay everything. We're going to demolish it early, incur the expense, and then before it is actually auctioned, work it so that both bills have both liens. And the good thing is this really does clean up the property. It has that extra benefit of making it more difficult for somebody who's got a not very good track record to come back and, you know, write a check for $13,000 instead of $13,000 plus demolition and push on. So that's the first item. And any questions after that? And I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. Next one is authorizing the purchase of firearms and various items for the police department under State Contract 17-00721 with a not-to-exceed value of $9,000. So.
Seems pretty routine.
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next one is authorizing the lease of 5 copiers with Document Solutions. I would just comment that Jesse, really, I think for the first time, most corporations will lease copiers, and the ones that are fairly well run will have an inventory of copiers and put the whole gamish, you know, out to bid. And that's what I was used to doing. And this is really the first time I think the township has at large inventoried all the copiers, not that there's a tremendous number, 5 of them, but and put the whole thing out to different vendors. And we are changing vendors this time for the first time in probably 15 years or something.
Saving some money.
Correct. Correct.
And next year will be 2 more copiers.
So good process. And
Denise did a lot of work on this.
She is the workhorse then. So good effort and just the way things are run and I think well-run businesses.
Did our old company bid?
They did. And
they lost.
Correct. You know, they had an absolutely fair shot at it. And they provided good services for a long time.
Well, then I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The next item is awarding a professional services agreement to Ursula Leo from Laddie Clark and Ryan LLP for legal services in connection with internal investigations into personnel grievances. And there's a not to exceed of $15,000 on this. It is a it's a necessary thing, and it's a it's an estimate of what I would think to be the maximum cost.
And does insurance cover any of this?
No. No, it'll cover, you know, when we're sued by people. So, any significant discussions here?
Nope.
Okay. Let me make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the next item is part of our effort to respond to the 2018 audit. And this is amending the township professionals' appointments for the year 2019 with a not-to-exceed amount. And you can see the various consultants and experts we have. And the numbers look reasonable to me. Any questions about who they are, what they do, or anything else?
Nope.
Make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski? Here. Council President Malay?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And we're now up to vouchers.
I'll move to pay the bills.
Second.
You guys are eager to spend that money.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Yes. And we're now up to the second public comment period.
Oh, come on.
I could have ruined your records.
Well, I would just like to take a moment to thank Claire and all the
work
she's given the community for her reporting on the township.
I may fill in from time to time. I don't know.
I hope so.
It's a necessary service, so we greatly appreciate it.
Thanks.
You know, your experiences at the municipal clerk for Highbridge was really very helpful because you know how frequently I would get educated when she calls me. So, you know, you really do understand how everything meshes together and it all works, and that really does make for a good conversation. So it was an issue. Okay, so do come back and visit in your reporter capacity.
If I don't find another job, I
think. Okay.
Oh, wow. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Absolutely.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Gosh.